Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel remains mild this evening with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a cool breeze is settling in, making it a pleasant night for a stroll. Now here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from JNS, the IDF has eliminated a Hamas terrorist involved in rebuilding the Gaza tunnel network. This figure also participated in the October 7th massacre and held numerous hostages afterward. Also coming in now from the Jerusalem Post, Iran condemns U.S. plans for new sanctions. The chief of staff of Iran's armed forces warns of a crushing response. Former President Trump also cautioned against offering Iran any form of support. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Ben-Gurion Airport faces potential disruption as the workers' boat union cites severe staffing shortages in critical areas, threatening passenger services. Separately, Axios highlights tensions in the Michigan Senate race with a rift between Mike Rogers and AIPAC. The dispute reflects wider political challenges for AIPAC amid public anger over the Gaza conflict. And finally, from earlier today, the UK has threatened sanctions following Israel's decision to open bids for new settler homes in the West Bank, as detailed by Forward. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global reported just 19 minutes ago that Trump's coalition is fracturing as midterm elections approach, with his approval rating dipping to 33%. Al Jacoby, an analyst, also posted minutes ago about a $1.5 billion arms deal involving Pakistani-made armored vehicles for Sudan's military, highlighting concerns about foreign influence in the Sudanese conflict. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 commented 20 minutes ago on U.S. Ambassador Tom Barrack's praise for Israel's intelligence prowess, emphasizing the global respect for their capabilities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in Gaza. According to JNS, the Israeli military's targeted strike against a key Hamas terrorist is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle the tunnel network. This network has been a strategic asset for Hamas, used for smuggling and launching attacks. The elimination of this figure marks a significant step in Israel's broader security strategy. For residents of southern Israel, this brings a sense of increased safety, though tensions remain high. Turning to Iran and U.S. relations, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's military leadership is issuing stern warnings against new U.S. sanctions. Former President Trump has also weighed in, urging caution among nations considering support for Iran. These developments could escalate tensions further, affecting diplomatic ties and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of potential disruptions at Ben-Gurion Airport highlights concerns over operational staffing. The workers' union warns that shortages in critical services like security and baggage handling could lead to significant delays. For travelers, this could mean longer wait times and potential cancellations, affecting travel plans as the holiday season approaches. In the political arena, Axios sheds light on the AIPAC rift with Mike Rogers in the Michigan Senate race. AIPAC's diminished influence reflects broader public discontent with its stance on the Gaza war. This could impact voter sentiments and reshape political alliances in upcoming elections. Finally, the Forward reports on the UK's threat of sanctions in response to Israel's settlement expansion in the West Bank. This move by the UK underscores international concern over settlement activities, which remain a contentious issue in Israeli-Palestinian relations. The potential sanctions could strain diplomatic relations between Israel and its European allies. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that the Agron Tower project has received approval for construction at Jerusalem's Paris Square. This development will include residential and hotel facilities, enhancing the city's skyline and boosting local real estate. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares news of a bilingual kindergarten opening at Atadim Park in Tel Aviv. This initiative by the Newton Group aims to integrate children's education with their parents' work environment, reflecting innovative approaches in early childhood education. And finally, Tech reveals that 10, a digital bank, has reduced its losses by 27% as it moves closer to profitability. The bank's revenue growth and cost-cutting measures are paving the way for a sustainable financial future. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.